took a chance to build a world of mine. A one-way ticket for another life on a petrol-stained sailboat. On a petrol-stained sailboat.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside the missing in action, Joseph J. from last week.
Hola.
And the week before.
No, I was here the week before.
Oh, you were only gone 1 week?
Yes. You keep saying that I was gone 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, you said you weren't supposed to be here.
It seems like you were gone 2 weeks.
I was here. I scheduled the guests. I talked to them. I interviewed them.
Oh,
with you.
Yeah.
I was sitting right across from you.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not last week. No, I was.
What did we do last week? I
don't know. I didn't hear the show. I was somewhere where there was no reception. And
no reception?
Yeah, I'll tell you where. No, not a wedding reception.
You're getting married.
Jilted.
No. Jilted.
You got jilted?
No.
At the altar.
How dare that girl?
No, how. Well, we'll talk about last week's in a minute.
Really?
Anyway, this song, first of all, happy Swedish Day, everyone.
Swedish Day?
Sweetest.
What does that mean?
The sweetest thing.
No, it's like, it's a day like Valentine's Day.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because that's what it is. It's Sweetest Day.
So you made it up?
No, that's what it is.
I think you made it up.
No, in 1922, they made it up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And it's ever
since. Was it De Beers?
And ever since then, it's a day for expressing romantic gestures and deeds and
actions.
Why does
he always reserve this when I'm in the studio with him?
I don't know. You guys look very close.
Do you not want me to wish you a happy Sweetest Day?
Wish Eric happy Sweetest Day.
I'm going to wish all of our listeners out there on KPHX 1480 a happy Sweetest Day from Breakthrough Entertainment and Joseph J. Erdo.
You made it up.
No, I didn't make it up. It's Sweetest Day. Oh my gosh!
Sweetest.
Okay. Anyway,
not because
we'll talk about
you
that.
You might have a honey in Sweden.
No. Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Wow. No. He's smiling.
By the way, talk about his Swedish. Swedish.
Yeah, sweetest.
Give
How
us
is she
this
sweet?
Song. This song is bring. We'll get there. Well, this song is bring us into the. this song.
You got him all flustered.
Yeah, I know. I know. This song that is bringing us
no
into the
show.
No dead
air on this radio show.
The song that is bringing us into the show is from Desierto, a movie that we'll be reviewing.
I love that.
A movie that we will be reviewing here in just a few minutes.
What's it called?
Desierto. I gave it to you as homework.
Does that mean,
to
does
watch.
Mean, does that mean dessert?
No, it means desert, and it opened up yesterday. And I told you, Dave.
You did?
Yes.
I don't remember talking.
The other one that we're reviewing is Priceless.
Oh, that's Priceless.
Did you see that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll review both of those in just a few moments. But if you have any movies that you've seen or if you want to give us a call, 602-252.
Wow, what's that? Look at my shirt.
Yeah, that's
what
why.
What is that?
That
breakfast.
Looks like that's breakfast. That's
no, I didn't have. Look at that.
That looks like a stain that I don't want to say what it is on the air. So
does it have anything to do with Bill Clinton?
No, but I had. Yeah, it does.
I'm going to show our Periscope viewers.
But I did
here
spend the weekend in Sweden.
Show them your stain that Monica
stain. See?
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from.
Were you Monica'd?
Looks like two little feet, right?
Lewinsky'd. Yeah.
No, that'd be a cigar. This is two little feet.
It looks like your duck feet.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
No, it looks like rabbit's feet, Dave.
A rabbit's foot?
Yeah. And if you want to see what we're talking about, go to Periscope and check us out, Breakthrough Entertainment.
So.
Yeah, you got your shirt, Lewinsky.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they said Lewinsky'd the shirt.
They're making comments?
Yeah, they're commenting on it.
Man.
And you can join in on the comments. Just go to
Breakthrough
Entertainment on Periscope. Or give us a call. I was trying to give the phone number in case anyone wanted to talk about this mysterious stain on Dave's shirt.
Hey, the phone number's gone.
602.
It's still there, Dave.
Why are you looking in the air?
It's always been in the same place.
What has Dave been on?
I know.
602.
I was in Sweden.
Dave, that's been there for years.
I forgot. I thought it was up there, and I go, hey.
And people keep dialing the phone, the 602-602, and they're like, why doesn't this guy give us the rest of the number?
Exactly.
602-252-1480 602-252-1480
And if you're in Sweden, country code 1.
Yes.
Yes.
And we won't tell you what that is. It's a special measurement for Joseph. Okay.
You dial 011 country code.
He got it. He
and,
got my
and,
joke.
And the state code is 602.
Yeah. And Eric.
252.
If you look at most of the stations, all they're talking about for like the eighth day now is the Donald Trump the women deal. 8 days.
Yeah, it's on and on and on and
sort
on.
Sort of a long time.
Ad nauseum.
Too long, right?
Eight days he went for.
I mean,
8 days?
Wow, I keep checking the news. I keep checking the news online to find something new. Nothing.
It's 8 days of this
except for the mass shooting that occurred in L.A. Today.
Oh, it did? What happened?
Somebody walked into a restaurant and killed 6 people.
Wow. Really?
Or 3 people and injured 12.
Oh, my.
What kind of restaurant?
It was a Jamaican restaurant.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Yeah, we're sorry.
That is really, really horrible.
It said it was in the West Adams district. Do you know where that is?
West Adams? No.
In L.A., right?
Yeah, in L.A., but I don't know where that is.
So California, everyone.
Yeah, of course. For the Swedish
Los Angeles is
well,
in California.
Yeah. They asked if it was in Manhattan.
Oh, you're kidding. The Swedish woman?
Yeah, Manhattan, California.
All right, so...
There's a Manhattan Beach.
Well, maybe, yeah.
So what's interesting, all these leaks from WikiLeaks have come out, and some pretty interesting. And
but are they real, Dave?
I think they are. Well, I don't know.
WikiLeaks, that sounds
actually,
like...
Actually, I'm not sure, right?
I think Julian Assange is a...
Uh-oh.
I was going to say something really bad.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, yeah... By the way, let me preview today's show of course, like I said, we will be reviewing two new movies, including Desierto and Priceless. Also bringing up a movie that opened up last week called Voiceless. And Dave, I know, is working on a guest for our second segment. I don't know what guest that is. But
maybe he's on the phone with him right now.
It's possibly. That's possible. But we also have on, I'm very excited about this. I've mentioned this show in the past, Eric, Jane the Virgin.
It was a TV show, right?
It is a TV show on the CW.
Okay, and she has a baby, which is really weird.
Yeah, she has a baby, and she's a virgin because someone artificially inseminated her with...
She wasn't immaculately concepted?
No, that's what some people thought she was and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a telenovela. It's a telenovela.
Okay.
English language telenovela, but she was artificially inseminated, and it was a mistake because she was getting a checkup, and...
The joke's on her.
Wasn't very funny, because now she's got a baby, because, you know, it was getting... She still had to have it and stuff like that.
I'm sure she loves the baby.
Yes, yes. And I think it's into the third season or something now, and...
How could you carry something like that on?
It is season 3, and how can... Well, you have to check it out on the CW.
I won't.
Okay, well, you should. It's on Monday.
I won't.
All right. Well, I like it a lot. It's
wrong.
I'm wrong that I liked it? Okay.
Warmer.
We have on Rafael Solano on today's show. Justin Baldoni will be joining us in our third segment. Justin Baldoni, actor.
I have a friend named Dave Baldoni.
Well, this one's Justin. Is he related to...
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Justin Bieber. Now, we also have on...
Yes, Dave.
At 11:20.
Yes, we're working backwards now.
Hart Hayes releasing her new single, Dancing with Fire.
Was that her on the phone just then?
Was she? No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was your
Swedish
girlfriend.
That was his accountant.
Oh, okay.
That was your... Actually, you're right. But no, that's your Swedish girlfriend. We have something to tell you.
Well, we gave her the wrong phone number then, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know how she got my number.
Yeah.
Might have been when I was there last weekend.
Yeah. Did she wish you a happy Swedish day?
Does Trisha know that?
I know. That's a good question.
No, does Joseph know that?
I'm worried. Well, you're married.
What?
You didn't know this? This is news to you?
News to him.
Oh, man. I'm kidding.
Okay. If it was really the sweetest girl... Sweetest.
Sweetest.
Messing it up, too.
Not the sweetest, but...
I've got a story about that in a second. But if it was really the Swedish girl, what is the country code over there?
Oh, 01.
No, that's our country code.
I'll look it up for you.
No,
Eric,
I know what it is.
You know?
Yeah.
You've been there?
No.
She's telling us right now.
I'm guessing it's like 9,406,000.
046.
You do know that.
No.
You are genius.
Yes. No.
So Hart Hayes
right now,
will be here.
Who pays that bill, Joseph?
Great singer and writer and been in a lot of
What's her name?
Hart Hayes. Yeah, check her out. Hart as in heart, not, you know, like the real Hart. And Hayes. Hart
Hayes. How do you spell heart? H-A-R-T?
H-E-A-R-T.
Oh, like the heart.
Is it
like the heart.
Like the haystacks we have? Oh, around Halloween and stuff.
No, it's like H A Y S. Oh, you going to any things?
H A C E.
No, H A Y S.
Oh, okay. Well, then it is like the haystack.
Oh, you thought like purple haze.
No, that's H A Z E.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you haste. You got it.
Yeah, I see her.
Yeah. Oh, nice, right?
Very.
Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah. But okay. Okay. Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Very cute.
What is it? Very nice. Very nice.
I meant
very nice.
No.
Yeah, I know. That's you're stuck in this very nice stage.
These stains are really bothering me. They look like feet. Someone was crawling on me.
Yeah.
I was in Sweden.
Okay.
Someone was crawling on me.
Yeah.
On me.
Okay.
In you.
That's disgusting.
It really is. Dave, keep your kinky things off the show. We'll talk about 50 Shades Darker next week.
50 Shades Darker?
Yeah.
No, is not
next week.
Out again?
Next year, in February. Yeah,
oh,
50
man.
Shades Darker.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I saw the first one.
Yeah, they've got virtual reality scenes. I'm not kidding. This was just announced. They're going to have virtual reality scenes in 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, wow. Okay, so where were we?
Well, we'll review the movies in just a minute. But I do want to mention that the Sweetest Day, a few years ago here on Breakthrough Entertainment, my aunt, of course, we said that she had passed away, my dear aunt Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry, when?
Last year.
Did I apologize?
Yes, you did. But a few years ago, she...
11:20, yes. Yeah. Oh, can
we'll
she...
It.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah, they were scheduling guests because they couldn't hear in our.
So I'm sorry about your aunt. I remember.
Yes, yes, but a very, very close aunt of mine. She a couple years ago told me that before the show she reminded me to tell everyone a happy Sweetest Day, and I told you guys that it was Swedish Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then then Eric looked it up and he's like, it's not Swedish Day and blah, blah, you know. And of course, I was wrong because I misheard it. It was actually Sweetest Day. But
what does that mean, though?
It is.
It's another made up holiday.
No. It's like Valentine's Day. It's about as real as Valentine's Day.
Why do
Day
we
is.
Need two?
Yeah.
Because it's
then you
a different part of
the
year.
Call your secretary and have her go out twice to get gifts. I mean, come on.
Who is
the secretary's
alone? That's a great movie.
Who's the sweetest person in your life, Eric?
Me.
Okay,
oh,
Kathleen
wow.
is really going to appreciate that.
Really? Where's Kathleen?
There you go, Kathleen.
She is at home.
And okay. Is she listening?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll find out here pretty soon.
Well, I'm going to say Trish is the sweetest.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And Johanna's the sweetest in
obligatory.
My life.
Obligatory.
Johanna, I finally got the name out of
you. You got the name previously.
I never got the name.
Okay. Well, the
Johanna,
name...
I love that name, right, Eric?
Johanna.
Johanna. Bum, 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 bum.
Isn't there a
bum,
name?
That, I don't
know. A song, 1966, Dylan?
Dylan wrote
Dylan,
a Johanna?
Dylan, there's a song about Johanna.
I was singing Joanna.
Yeah, well, that one too. But what isn't
oh,
there?
My
isn't there one
that Joanna?
No, but no, there's one.
Oh,
there's,
Joanna.
There's one in 1966.
No, Rosanna. That's what I was singing. Rosanna,
yeah.
Johanna.
Okay, but there was one by Bob Dylan.
Bitty bobbity boo.
That's from Cinderella.
Well, yours is Johanna.
But this is what I'm saying. In 1966, there was a song by Bob Dylan.
By Johanna?
It was called something about Johanna.
Bob Dylan just got the Nobel Prize.
Visions of Johanna.
I heard about that.
For literature.
Ooh, yes.
Babe. First time ever a musician got that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's, very cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too. Johanna. Hello, Johanna.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
There
Let's
was
talk about
a movie
some movies.
Called Hannah and Her Sisters. We'll say Johanna and Her Sisters.
Right.
Johanna.
Okay. Well, Dave, let's talk about some of the movies. I know we got
that you saw.
We got some great guests.
That you saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I
haven't seen many.
We've got some great guests
tax season, you know.
That are coming up here in the next 5 minutes. But I know that we have some amazing listeners that also love to hear our movie reviews. So we got some feedback on that. And we want to make sure that we give special attention to these movies because, yes, we are a movie themed show.
Yes, we are.
And Dave, why didn't you see Desierto?
Well, I couldn't even pronounce it, first of all.
Okay. Well, Desierto opened up yesterday.
Where? We're Wide Distribution?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Wide Distribution. It stars Gael Garcia Bernal.
Oh.
Why do I hear like little chipmunks in my ear? But anyway, I heard you heard that.
These are the chipmunk stain.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
Gael Garcia Bernal, he is one of several people who are crossing the border from Mexico over into the U.S. And their truck broke down, and they had to start crossing the border, like, physically, on foot. And then Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays this guy who decides to take the law into his own hands.
Ooh.
And he starts not just shooting at them, but hunting them. Literally hunting them.
Oh.
Yes. So the movie's called Desierto. Dave, I'm giving this five stars. This is a breakthrough. This is an amazing film. It is edge of your seat. It is a cat and mouse chiller and thriller. Wow, this is an exciting movie. So much suspense.
A breakthrough?
This is a breakthrough.
You don't give a... Well,
as I told you to see this. I don't give that many breakthroughs. So you've got to see Desierto.
It's really good, huh?
It is amazing. It is so exciting. It's a little bit low on depth and dialogue. There are some subtitles and stuff like that, but there's not very much. Most of it is Jeffrey Dean Morgan saying, you know, like, welcome to the land of the free, and then, you know, shooting.
What are the subtitles from...
They're Spanish, Mexico.
Oh, it's in Mexico?
Yes. Oh. Well, they're crossing over to the border, so they're actually in the U.S. or whatever.
Oh.
But, wow, so exciting, so exciting. And another movie that opened up this week is called Priceless. Did Trisha see Desierto?
Trisha was not able to see Desierto, but I wanted to ask you, how would you compare this to Frontera?
Very different films. Personally, they're both five stars. They're both five stars.
I don't like Frontera.
Yeah, Frontera was a great
five movie. Stars, but it was good.
So here's my question. Why do you think that it got such a bad rating, like on Rotten Tomatoes and things, Desierto?
Because a lot of people around this time of the year, they're expecting like these big Oscar, like deep, meaningful movies. And Desierto is not that deep. It doesn't take sides, and it doesn't try to fix anything. It's just a good popcorn movie.
So that
and I don't.
Why would it be a five star then?
Because it's fun.
It actually really looked like it had potential in the trailer to be a deep movie.
Well, maybe it'd be good.
Yeah, but Alexa, see this movie, Dave, and you don't you agree that fun movies can also be five stars?
I agree.
Yeah.
Didn't I pick one once?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Which one was it?
I forget.
It's
hard for me to picture this as a fun movie, though.
I know. Well, that's what some people say. It's like a horror movie, and it's kind of classified as a horror movie.
Really?
Kind of. It is scary.
No, I would agree.
I mean, there's this dog that's chasing him and stuff like that, and then he's got this little teddy bear. And the teddy bear, you know, is making noise, and, you know, it's kind of like it's got horror themes to it. And then rattlesnakes. Wow. So you're actually in the desert, and it is very exciting. So five stars for Desierto. Priceless also opened up yesterday. This is a movie about this guy who's trying to get custody of his daughter. He doesn't have any money, so he drives cross country, and he's a delivery driver, but he doesn't know what the cargo is. Well, one day he finds out what the cargo is. There's two girls in the back of his truck, and it's basically human trafficking.
I was wondering where they went.
They're coming over from Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a theme there. And it's two women, and he falls in love with one of them.
Wow.
And he finds out that, you know, it's human trafficking. They're being used in the sex trade and stuff like that. So he takes it upon himself to rescue them. And
that sounds like a good movie.
And it is a very deep and meaningful movie.
The trailer looked extremely suspenseful, interesting.
It is.
I'm hoping that this is going to be rated really highly by you because it looks like one I really want to see.
Four stars.
Nice.
Four stars. Yes. Yes.
You're rolling now.
Yeah. It's a very good film. Very good film. And I know that I think I mentioned it that we were going to review it possibly. Voiceless. It opened up last week.
Yeah.
So don't get it confused, Voiceless and Priceless. I also saw Voiceless.
Voiceless looks very, very controversial to me.
Yes.
And it has a theme about some things that I'm very uncomfortable with.
Yes.
And so I have not seen that either. I just watched the trailer of that as well. But okay. I'm not positive it's one I would want to go see. It's just too reality to me.
It's about abortion and a guy who stands outside the Planned Parenthood clinic and, you know, challenges people not to go in there and make that decision. So it does have religious themes. Both this and Priceless have religious themes, Christian themes. Of the two, I like Priceless better. Voiceless is also good, though, three, but it might make some people uncomfortable. So there is that For Voiceless, you've got to be that specific audience. So, but for those three movies, Voiceless, Price 3 stars.
Sounds fantastic.
Priceless, 4 stars. Desierto, 5 stars. Take your pick this weekend and enjoy. And
yeah.
And let's take a break and let's play a song from Priceless. This is the title theme from Priceless. Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
That's from Priceless.
Yes.
And that is Priceless.
Yes. And Dave. Who do we have coming up after the break?
After the break is singer-songwriter Hart Hayes. Just released a great album, or single, I should say. Not an album, Dancing with Fire.
Single?
Usually singles come out from an album.
Oh, we'll have to find out if she's single.
Joseph got excited when I
said single.
Yeah, and I meant a single record.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. But you thought a different way. We'll ask her.
We'll ask her.
Yes.
We'll find out. Everyone listen.
And this is the Dating Game on 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
This is a Priceless show.
It is, but it's really breakthrough entertainment. We'll be right back.